Isaiah, chapter 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear dull, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perverseness. None calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words, and speak lies, they conceive mischief, and bring forth iniquity. They hatch vipers' eggs, and weave the spider's web. He that eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed a viper breaks out. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not, and there is no justice in their paths. They have made themselves crooked paths, whosoever goes in them shall not know peace. Therefore is justice far from us, neither does righteousness overtake us. We wait for light, but behold darkness, for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the twilight. We are in desolate places as dead men. We all growl like bears, and mourn greatly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth fails, and he that departs from evil makes himself a prey, and the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay, fury to his adversaries, retribution to his enemies, to the coastlands he will fully repay. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord, my Spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your descendants, nor out of the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time forth and forever.